Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Ayin Zayin Amabez, towards the bottom of the Amud. We just had a conversation, a discussion between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, and we always have to take all of these conversations that there's a lot more there than meets the eye, even if it sounds like one of them is saying, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than you, but we had an amazing line of Yeshiva and Amida meaning learning bi'arai, and yeshiva meaning learning bekfius. That was the lashon that the Rebbe Shimon said to Rebbe, Shimashti es abba omdos, mashlo shimashti yeshivos. That's a yesod, that's a nugget that we took with us. And then, interesting conversation between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar's wife after Rebbe Lazar died as well. Okay, so we're right after that. We're up to Amar Rebbe Shmuel. Amar Rebbe Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Let's continue. This is now referring to the halacha in the Mishnah that we had about Hotzah. Remember, we have a couple of Mishnayos relating to Hotzah in this parak in Hamatzniya, but there are rules about all the malachas. We happen to be talking about Hotzah. So we learned about, again, Shinui and Kelachar Yad. That was in the last Mishnah. This is the Mishnah about Malachas and Tzricha L'Gufa and Tfelos. We just had in the Mishnah that if somebody carries out Pachos B'Kashir, the Pater even on the Kli, Shakli Tfelolo. So now the Gemara says, Amar Shal Bar Yitzchak, Hada Dat Amar, B'Tzricha L'Kelyon. When do we say that they are Tafel to the Kli? When we're talking about somebody that needs the Kli. You have a tiny little seeds of something. So then that needs the Kli. And therefore, if you're putter on the seas, then you can be putter on the Kli. Could go in Ile Tutaya, like these little berries. Avalim Einam Tzrichim Lekelyon. But if they don't need the Kli, Chayav Afala Kli. But if they don't need the Kli, so you can carry them really in your hand. But you happen to have it in the Kli, so that's not going to be a Ptur. The Kli is not going to be, secondary to the item. And if you'd be Chayav even on the Kli. Just think of the Rambam does not make this Chilik. Rambam, when he quotes this in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yuches Halacha Chavches, Hamotzi Pachos Mikashir, Afa Pisho Tzio Bekli Pater, if you take out less than the shear, even though you took it out Bekli Pater, Shakli Tfelelo, Ve'en Kavanoso Lahotzas Hakli, Elo Lahotzas Masha Besocho, and your Kavan is all you do with taking out the Kli. Your Kavan is taking out what's inside the Kli, and the Kli is just helping you. Vahari Ebo Kashir, Lefichach, and therefore the Rambam has Lefichach, also relating this to the next line, Emotzi Adam Chai She'eno Kafus Bemita. Somebody carries out a person, as we had in the Mishnah, that's live, that's not bedridden. Pater Afalamita Shamita Tfelo V'chein Kol Kayotze Bazeh. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Ravid says, the Yerushalmi Mefaresh Kahalin Tutim Shein Tzrichim L'Kelim. So the Ravid just says, hey, the Rambam didn't mention the Yerushalmi. Why didn't the Rambam mention the Yerushalmi? That's the ha'ara of the Ravid. The Rambam think that there's a Bavli that argues, right? Unclear. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ravid and says, Ve'eni roa kein derek amara seinu. Our Gemara, the Bavli, doesn't say a word. Ela kol mi di debavata le legabe. Even if you don't need the Kli, but if you're using the Kli, you obviously want to use it for something. So ela kol mi di debavata le legabe. Avvi shino sarach lo putter. So the Ravid brings in the Yerushalmi, Pashas, he thinks that the Bavli does not explicitly go against that, but the Magen Mishnah assumes that the Rambam knows that Yerushalmi, but the Bavli argues. That's the Rambam and the Ravid. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Next point. It's a Chai B'mita, Pater Afalamita. V'chai, if somebody can't, like the Rambam just said, if they carry out a live person on a bed, pater afalamita, d'chaye ta'in garme. That's the principle, what the Bavli calls chai nosei es atzmo. Chaye, a live person, ton garme, carries some of himself. Meaning a live person is lighter, right? When somebody is dead, it's called dead weight. Dead weight because they don't participate in the nesia of themselves. And therefore, then that's, the mace is going to just like be by a bundle, like a masa, but a chai associates atzmo, and therefore he makes himself lighter. And that is why it is not going to be chai. Tosfos there, where this comes up in the Bavli, Tosfos on Daf Sadi Dalin wonders, I don't understand. So he's a little lighter. So you're chai for a heavy bundle, you're chai for a light bundle. I don't understand. Ask Tosfos. Tamalari. Lama Potter. Di'imisha, this is Sadi Dalin Aleph. Tamilari, the Lama Pater, the Imishum Shachai Mekel Atzmo, is it because that the Chai makes it easier, therefore he weighs less? Vahalo Afilu B'masa Kal Yoser Chayiv. So there's no weight limit for a masa, even if it's a little lighter, so what? You're still carrying. V'imishum D'shnayim Shasa Uhu Peturin, and if you want to say, well,
it doesn't, not just that it's lighter, but this is considered shnayim shesa'uhu, right? The one who is carrying and the one who is carried. Ha havi ze yachol ze eino yachol. But then if it's shnayim shesa'uhu, if they're both able to do it themselves, then they'll both be putter. If they're both not able to do it themselves, then they'll both be chayif. And if it's ze yachol ze eino yachol, so we would say the yachol should be have a different halacha. Eino yachol should be chayif, and the yachol should be pater. And here, she'ein anisa yachol lisa atzmo, below anose. The person himself who is being carried cannot carry himself, and therefore he should be viewed as an eino yachol, therefore he should be chayif. Anose yish bo koach lenoso, afilu hayameis. So what's going on here? So why is it pater? So Tosfos answers, v'yo meri, d'bi mishkan gamrinan. Shelo hayunosin davar chay, the Mishkan, Hotsan the Mishkan, they didn't carry out live things. Shatachashim v'ha'elim ha'yoholchim v'ragleihim. Because the animals used to go on their feet. V'achilazon miyad ha'yipotzim oso, terem yamus. And the chilazon they used to crush, you know, right away. The comment is, be'nasham, but tvei nicholei. Akiyechad yulislan slin sive, as we know from elsewhere. Tosfos says, not dumi de Mishkan. Not dumi de Mishkan. Ask the Tosfos Arash, right? Ask the Sfas Emes here on Dafsari Dalid. I understand. The Tosfos answers, oh, Chaydos Yathasmo, not Dubi the Mishkan. But it doesn't say that. It says the reason for the Batur is Chaydos Yathasmo. It doesn't say the reason is because of not Dumi the Mishkan. Right? That's the, so I don't understand. Tema, they said Tosa Rashi quotes and it gives Tosfos his answer. And then he said, Veloni Hirali, Delishna Shachaydos Yathasmo, Lo Mashba Kapirashap. Chaydos Yathasmo sounds like it's a specific Chaydos Yathasmo reason, not Dumi the Mishkan. And also, if you're telling me it's the issue is not doing the Mishkan because they didn't carry out live things, so animals too. You don't say Chaynosi is hospital by an animal; you only say it by people. So it's also not doing the Mishkan by carrying a live animal. Right? Says the Tosa Rosh, a very important line. Now, what's the difference if you didn't find them carrying out something alive? B'mishkan eino chova sheyimsa b'mishkan hotzas kol advarim. You don't find in the Mishkan them carrying out everything. You have them carrying. You don't have to have every single chefza. Raksha matzino hotza b'davar echad. So I don't understand. Ask the Tosa Rosh. I don't understand why you would say that this is not doing the Mishkan. It is doing the Mishkan. They did hotza. Don't focus so much on what the object is. Hilkach nir aliyah, the Mitzvah Sebes, also says it. Delo dami l'zeh yachol v'zeh eno yachol. No, this is not comparable to zeh yachol v'zeh eno yachol. To hasam im lo haya zeh she'eno yachol mesayo. There, if the Eino Yachol wouldn't help, Vahaya Meser as Yado, Haya Acher Yachol Otzio Ba'atzmo. The other person could take him out totally. Helka Havi Messiah Shein Bo Mamish. Vachashvina Lekilo Eino Messiah. Valhacha, D'EF Shar Klaal Sha Nose Yisayuhu, Below Sia Hanisa. If it's impossible, there's a difference. Messiah Sheish Bo Mamish U Patra Nose. Okay, he gives a chilek, a hechi timsi, why this shouldn't be like the regular classic case of Ze Yachol, Vize Eino Yachol. But if you look at those, in the Karban Asanel, the Karban Asanel also says, yeah, what's Tosfos Rosh's question? What's the Sfas Emes's question? You don't look for every prat, go through every prat of carrying, but the Karban Asanel explains, no, but it could be that they didn't find in the Mishkan a case where somebody carried themselves. That's what Tosfos means. It's Chaynos Yitzatzmo. It's not a different reason than the Gemara. What did Tosfos Rosh say? The Gemara is different, Chaynos Yitzatzmo is different than not doing the Mishkan. No. Says the Karban Asanel, that's how Tosfos is explaining. Not Dumiya de Mishkan, because in the Mishkan, people didn't carry themselves. They didn't have, Hichi Timsis like that, and that's what Tosfos means. Good. That's the Governor Sano on the bottom of the rush in Osvav. Okay. So that's Chaye Toin Garme. Now we continue as Hameis Pamita Chayef. So now we get to the second part of the Mishnah. So let's review it for a second. The Mishnah said, if you carry out a dead body, b'mita chayef, remember this was, not only issues of hotzah, but issues of muksa. Remember muksa and the Gemara and Shabbos and the Bavli Daf Lamed about David HaMelech when he died, Shlomo wanted to know if he can move him. But the Mishnah says here, ames b'mita chayef, and not only ames b'mita is chayef, also a kezayis min ames, or min anavela min asheret, dasha min asheret, all of those are tame shi'urim, and therefore chayef, for Rabbi Shimon poter, and Rabbi Shimon is poter, so in the Bavli, Rabbi Shimon is poter on all of these cases. Why? Because the Bavli assumes that this is the machlokas, malacha shetzricha legufa, and malacha shetzricha legufa, the Tanakama who says chayiv in all these cases of meis b'mita and a kezayis min, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because why is it malacha shetzricha legufa? You don't want the meis here. You don't dafka want it outside. and therefore it's doing it for a different reason than what was done in the Mishkan, or you're just doing something to preventative. That was Rashi, which the Karmanita quoted here, Britson alo balo, lesalkame olav, as we mentioned in the last year. So that's Pashup Shot that the Bavli says, all Rabbi Shimon Poter is going on all these cases. The Mespa Mita, Kazayas. But now the Yerushalmi has a different understanding. The Yerushalmi assumes that Rabbi Shimon would agree when you carry out a dead body, Chayef. What do you mean? Vachan Shaykh Lagufa. You have to have a different understanding of Lakshan Shaykh Lagufa, according to the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says, it's amazing to be the Chayef, Divrei Hakol. Wow. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, this would not be a Malachashan Shaykh Lagufa. After all, we'll explain soon, let's just finish. Lo kein tani af reach ra kol shehu. Don't we say that carrying out any tiny little thing that smells bad, a tiny amount, because you're fixing what's in the place now, so it doesn't smell bad anymore. For Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Shimon Modaba, Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. That sounds like according to the Bavli, that would be Malachan Tzricha Lagufa. But no, says the Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Shimon would be Moda. If you're carrying that out, that would be a Tzricha Lagufa. Umod Rabbi Shimon be Isser Hanaya. And Rabbi Shimon also agrees to Isser Hana'a. Right? If you're carrying out an Isser Hana'a, we have no purpose for that outside. You're just getting rid of it here. So the Rabbi Elah and the Yerushalmi here seems to have a different understanding of Malachan Tzricha Lagufa. For we know there's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon be Yehuda by Malachan Tzricha Lagufa. The Yerushalmi can't argue on that. They could just argue. The Yerushalmi could just argue Rabbi Elah on the understanding of what Malachan Tzricha Lagufa is. We always thought, as we said, not for the same purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Removal. It seems like the Yerushalmi is holding. No, if you're doing an act which directly, you know, the intrinsic act that was done in the Mishkan, even if you have a different kavanah, it's a Malachan Tzricha Lagufa. You're carrying something out. You're carrying something out. Right? And if you, whether you don't want it here or you want it there, it's the act of carrying out. That would be a Tzricha Lagufa. The only time that it's ain't a Tzricha Lagufa is if there's like a byproduct. If the malach is incidental to what you're doing. And the classic example given, the Gemara in Beitza talks about this, digging a hole because you want the dirt. You want the dirt. There happens to be a hole left over after you take out the dirt. That's a malach shein Tzricha Lagufa. Because the act of removing the dirt is the act that you're doing, and the hole that's left there is incidental. That's where Rabbi Shimon would say Pater, Malach Shein Tzricha Lagufa, and Rabbi Yehuda would say Chayef. But in almost all other cases, like we have here, Rabbi Shimon would agree. So the only question is, though, now, the Gemara ends up with a question, right? Then the Karmat Eida explains this, but our Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon Poter, meaning, at least in the last line of the Mishnah, where it says, a kizayis min ames, or Nevela, or Sheretz, that's going to be Rabbi Shimon Poter's. Fine, you want to say he agrees Chayev by the whole mace, but by this last case, it says Rabbi Shimon Poter. The Rishami can't argue on the Mishnah. So why would Rabbi Shimon Poter there? So I'm Rabbi Yudin, Tiftar, B'mezgoi, She'en Bo Reachba. It must be talking about a Kazayas of a mace of a guy, who the Gemara seems to say is what? There's no positive purpose for you to bring it outside. What does that mean? Chaim Kadievsky explains, Shehu Mutter Bahana'a. But it's not an Isser Hanah that you're doing something constructive by bringing it out. It's more about us, so you might as well, you can leave it here. And also, Vagam Ein Mitzvah's Kvura. Ein Mitzvah LaKovra, says Rechai Kudyevsky. Zom Mitzvah Daraisa, or Darabanan, to be Kover. Maybe Mishim Darki Shalom. But if sure, no Mitzvah Daraisa to bury the Umos HaOlam. So, that is why it is Ein Tzricha Lagufa. That's why that's a case of, that Rabbi Shimon would agree, is Pater. Tiptar, but Meiz Goy. In a case, again, Meiz Goy. V'she'embo re'achra, and there is no smell. V'hosiel akalbo, and you're just bringing it out to your dog. Bring it out to your dog. And we know that this is, as is, Carbonate explains, for a dog you need larger. This is not a mount. A kezias of a little food is not enough for a dog. So you brought it out to the kalbo. Ubin on yosemi kezias, says the Carbonate. Kamali pikelev. As we learned earlier, that's where Rabbi Shimon says pater. But really, it's tzricha lagufa. You just don't have enough of a shear in this case. A couple of points to mention. First of all, the issue of whether a mace, shel goy, is usher bahana or not. So the Gemara seems to say beferish here, this Yerushalmi, that a mace akum is mutter bahana. That, though, is not 100% clear. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, where's the Shulchan Aruch here? In, Simon about, Tumas Kohanim, Shimem Tes, mace, bein, ove kochavim ben Yisrael, Tachricha vasurim bahana. It says that any type of shrouds that are used for a goy or Yisrael, tachrida barasser. V'dafka shizmina mosarcha v'nasmala, only if you use them. Only if you use them. You're mazmin them and you use them. Avo bazman alavad, we pass them like rava, hazmana la milsa, just designated them is not going to ask for them. Afilo asam mosarcho, lagrish lo nasru, hazmana lav milsa. That's a Shulchan Aruch. When you look on the Pischei Tshuva, Shulchan Aruch says beferish, that, tachrichav akum are aser bahana, says the Pischei Tshuva, Aaron Be'er Heritev, Shall Arab Maharit, Shuva Seven Shoam, Shall Demesi Israel, Usher Banam and Atora, Vaisov Kochavim, Usher Midrabanan. We had Tabaka Kazan Shabbat, Shechala, Holy Shin Bosakan of Abba Rofim. She got Etzem, Mimes, Lazarchez Rafu, you have to take a bone. Right? This is part of the issue about medical school and anatomy, about the cadavers that you use. Again, the Mishnah Lamelch, we're going to look, a big, mucker. The Mishnah Lamelch at the end of Hilchas Avah, the last Mishnah Lamelch of Hilchas Avah, and Perak Yudalin talks all about this. Kedaka Bakodesh Barichus. The Rambam says, "Hameis aser bahana," and says the Mishnah Lamelach, "Da shadayin yeshli chakira achas b'mumia halazu mumia v'hu dehadakai malan hameis aser bahana pshut deisa." Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin shab shab agdir shab from Egla Rufa yalach apsuka kasua kalaposchem uvechali suri hanaa hamachira he asura midin Torah v'chulu. And he continues that he says, "What about if it is a guy?" If it is a guide, it's Sir Hanam and Ames. Achmai de Igla Svuke, ha de Kiva, de Isser Zahad Anas Ames. Bigzera Shava de Miriam, Vatavisha Miriam, Efsha, Shadin Zelonomar El Bisrael, Dumi de Miriam. Avo ba'akum lo, umes akum eno aserbana, maybe. Vivke Chazan al Mashakazan of Tiklas Advarim, the Mavad de Ruba de Alma Akum, Vislam Lamezel Basaruba, Hachabidin Zel, like a Svuke Klau, Timam Yisrael, Shaka Kasvu, Kasavan, Kamaselu, Shnasa Mumia lo, over Sham, Regel Yisrael. And then he says, he looked all over and he says, I found the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi sounds like it is mutter. And again, there's a long piece here in the Mishnah Melech, but he says, I found the Yerushalmi that seems to say that Ames Akum is mutter b'hana, that's this Yerushalmi right here. Okay, that's one. Number, other point is to mention, the Rav Chaim Kadevsky here says, based on the earlier sources, that there's no mitzvahs kvura for an Akum. The mitzvah of kvura is learned out, ki kavra tikparenu, by Yomahu. It's a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has, relating to this. And that, as we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, there's a difference between Tashmise Mitzvah and Tashmise Kedusha. Tashmise Kedusha has to be buried, and Tashmise Mitzvah can be just discarded. What's the difference? Tashmise Mitzvah, Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, anything that was used for a mitzvah, after it was used for a mitzvah, it loses its status, and you can discard of it. But Tashmise Kedusha is anything that's connected to the Ksav of Torah, has to be Nignaz, has to be buried. And that's not Lacha. The box of the tefillin and the case of the mezuzah, anything that's specifically connected to the ksav of Torah. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe that's the root of the mitzvah of Kfuras Yisrael, because every Jew is connected to the ksav of Torah. And Torah sanctifies and purifies him. And even if a Jew never learned anything in his life, in utero he learned. And that sanctifies him. Different than Umos Ha'olam, who do mitzvos, but they're not connected to the Ksav of Torah, so maybe that's the root of the Mechayev of Kfuras Yisrael, has to do with a Jew being Tashmishe Kedusha, not just a Ben Noach, who is Tashmishe Mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, third line. Tani, the Braisa goes even farther. Our Mishnah says, Kezias, but the Braisa, of course, the Rabbanan Chatzis, Zayas Ben Amezvah, Chatzis Ben Anavela, Upachos B'Kadasha Ben Asheretz, Chayev, even less is going to be chayiv, because each of that is a significant, there's a chayiv kvura to each, even less. So that's why chayiv. Shemim poter. What's the reason? My time, we're going to flip the gears. So my time, Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say, even pachos b'kezayis? What do you mean? That's not metameyu. Kfar nismata hatuma. Maybe we're talking about a case where there's a kezayis of tuma in the house. Taking out half a kezayis makes the house tahar. So that's why taking out half a kezayis is chashuv, because you're being memait the tuma that is in the house. My time out, Rab Shimon. So what about Rab Shimon? Why does Rab Shimon say that that's not significant? Behid Rab Yunin, because remember the Yukimta that he had with Rab Yunin up above, Tipad Rab Meis Goy, Shembo Rech Rav, Osiel Lakalbo. That's why he would say it is not significant, because it is a, not enough of a shear. Period. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah now moves away from Hotzah. The Mepharshim wonder, why does it move away from Hotzah? The Rishash on Daf Sadi Dalet says, maybe these are other examples of Malacha Shein Yisrich Lagufa, and that's why it's connected to the previous Mishnah. In any case, Hanota Zibarnav Zubazu, if somebody bites their nails, no, sorry, not yet, somebody cuts their nails with their other fingers, they rip off their nail with the other finger, or b'shinov, or with his teeth, biting your nails, v'chein sara, or rips out hair with their hands, v'chein slamo, or out of his mustache, v'chein zakano, or his beard, v'chein ha-godel, all of these, as we'll see, is going to be a machlokas, v'chein ha-godel is braiding hair, v'chein ha-kocheles, a woman who colors her eye, v'chein ha-pokeses, a woman who has put some type of dough on her face, so when you take it off, it's red. It's like a blush kind of thing. Rebelezer Machayev Chatos, in all these cases, Rebelezer's Machayev, we'll see which malacha, but the first ones are Gozes, and then Kosev, and then Soveya. So Rebelezer Machayev Chatos, Vachacham Omrim Mishum Shvos. The Chacham say in all these cases, Durabanan. Durabanan, it's not the normal way. The normal way to cut nails or cut hair is with the scissors. Right, the normal way to braid is not the malacha. They're going to be the malacha d'oraisa. Those are all derabanan. The Pnei Moshe says ein derech ziza bekach, ein derech binyan bekach, ein derech koseves bekach, and it's only usher derabanan. But it's an important discussion in Tosfos. Tosfos there on the Afsai Dalam base. Tosfos says this whole. But what's mashma for the Mishnah? The Gemara is going to say it explicitly in a minute. If you cut your nails with the scissors, that's for sure chayiv. Everybody would agree chayiv. But one second. Tosfos says, when they did shearing in the Mishkan, they did it because they wanted what was shorn. They didn't like just discard it. So Tosfos says, this whole discussion is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Malacha Shein Nesuicha L'Gufa is Chayef. Because this is a Malacha Shein Nesuicha L'Gufa. You don't want what you're cutting. Tosfos says, Hainu K'Rabbi Yehuda. It's a Machayef Malacha Shein Nesuicha L'Gufa. But what's difficult is that Rashi doesn't say a word, and the Gemara doesn't say a word. The Gemara often in Masechta Shabbos says, this is Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Shimon, here the Gemara doesn't say a word. So the Achronim say it must be, and I think it's the root is already in the Rishonim, and that is maybe Geziza, this is a different type of Sricha Legufa, right? Grooming nails and making it look good after you remove what's left, that's Sricha Legufa. Kind of like what some Rishonim say about Borer. Borer, isn't that Eidus Rikha Lagufa? So the Balamar says, yeah, it's Eidus Rikha Lagufa, but you still chayef. It's an exception. But others say no. The Bir Alach, in the beginning of Shin Yutes in Borer, the quotes, I think from the Yeshua's Yaakov, that, this is different. It's Tikkun HaOchel. And Tikkun HaOchel is Rikha Lagufa. So here too, it could be making your, fingers and hair all nice. And that's grooming, and that would be enough to be Sricha Lagufa. At least according to Rashi. At least according to Rashi's definition of Eidus Rikha Lagufa, of Lasalka may Allah. This is not just Lasalka. Is not just Lasalka. Okay. Continuing the Mishnah. Hatolik b'atzitz nakuv. If somebody detaches from a atzitz nakuv, from a atzitz that is connected to the ground, atzitz nakuv, it has a hole. Not connected, but has a hole, and the air, the nourishment is there, chayiv. So that's going to be chayiv, because that's considered connected to the ground. So when you cut that, it's kotzer. V'she'eno nakuv pater. And eno nakuv is pater. If it has a floor on the bottom, it's going to be pater. Rav Shimon says every atzitz is considered talush, even if it's nakav. There are major machlokas we've shown him, which we don't have time to go into all of them. Rashi and Tosfos say even if the atzitz nakav is above, it's not on the ground directly. It's on pegs. That's still going to be chayiv. And the Rambam says no. Atzitz nakav is only if it's mamish on the ground. Also, do materials make a difference? The Ravid writes that all materials have this chiluk. God says nakav, God says no nakav. Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Gittin, Rashi says that all cheres is considered nakav, even if it's not nakav. It's considered nakav, you know, where the nourishment goes through. Rabbeinu Tam, one place quoted in Tosfos, Gittin Daf Zayin, commenting on that, Rashi says wood is always considered nakav. It doesn't matter, even if it's closed in. That's the sugya of the boat, where there are the Svina HaGoshesha. So question is, if you have stuff growing on the boat, is it considered as if it's going through the bottom of the boat? So that's what the Rashi and Tosfos are doing there in Gittin on Daf Zayin. Okay, so there's different discussions about the materials. Let's get back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yevo, B'shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Ma Pligin, the Machlokas here about fingernails, B'shenot Lanu is only when he cut his own fingernails, Avalim Not Man Acher, but if somebody else cut your fingernails for you with their hands, Ma'usin Hei Divrei Chachamim. It's disgusting, and nobody's going to say you're chayev there. Nobody's going to say you're chayev there, even Rabbi Elazar is not going to say you're chayev. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Nachum B'shem Rav, La'olam, or Ma'usin Hei. Ma'usin Hei, they are Ma'us, and yeah, it should be read different Ma'usin, and then Divrei Chachamim goes with the next. Divrei Chachamim, next line, introducing the Chachamim Shita about Geziza, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Nachum, Shem Rav, La'olam, Enochayev, Chitlanu, Bekarsatel. You're only Chayev if you if they take it with the scissors, if it's with biting or with nails, with other finger, you're not going to be chayav daraisa. Nowadays, many people bite their nails. Is that called regular? No, I don't think the halacha changes. It seems like that's still derabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina. Next, the malachas, hagodelis, and the braiding. What malacha were you chayav? Machlokas. What is braiding? Chayav mishem bona. First day, it's building. And there's the chiddush of binyan ba'adam. Va'asya kehid amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benaya ba'asrin. In our place, safchin l'kliyasa b'nayasa. In our place, we call braiders builders. Again, the Bavli even quotes a pasuk that Hashem was a kolea by Adam and Chava. You have it by a person. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says no. Lo mistavra to lo mishem arig. No, it's weaving. Weaving. Braiding is chaya for the malacha of weaving. Michla v'shaz Reb Zeira. But 1 second, the Gemara says, it seems like Reb Zeira is not consistent. The Tamana Reb Zeira, because Reb Zeira says elsewhere, Rechia b'shem Reb Yochanan. Hakoleya sholosh nimim ba'adam. If somebody twines together to make a necklace for a girl, twines together, threads, ba'adam, braiding it. Chaya mishem arig. Anamar Reb Zeira, lo tavi va'arigu. Reb Zeira says, no, braiding is not tavi va'arig. So you see from there, he says, if it's not just braiding it, if it's not really woven together, it's not going to be called arig. Not going to be called orig. V'hacha hu amar hacha. But here he says it would. Here in our case, he says our mishnah is because of orig. What do you mean? I thought braiding is not orig. Answer: kan b'mruba, kan b'mamuat. Our mishnah is a lot. If he has a lot of braidings, then he would say fine, that's orig. But a little bit, a few threads, that's not going to be enough. Next, hada. Next line in the Mishnah, Hadadat Amar, when Reb Zeira said that it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be considered Ariga, Dat Amar Ba'adam. That's only if you're weaving something, like we said for this girl, this necklace. Ba'adam. If you're making a takshit for a person, that's when it's going to be called a kli, even for Hilchas Tumavatara. Aval Bebehematar. But if somebody is braiding together, or weaving together a kli to be used for a takshit of an animal, that's not going to be Makabal Tumah. See the Karmana Eda, the Takshite Behema Einan Makablun Tumah. That's what we paskin. Remember the four things that could be Makablun Tumah, Ochlin Mashkim Adam Vakalim. Ochlin Mashkim Adam Vakalim. Takshite Adam also. Even if it's not a Kli, it's considered connected to a person. But Takshite Behema are not Makablun Tumah. Like where, Kahada Dazani, Haose Psikya Lilevav. If somebody makes a type of material in order to protect the heart of the animal against predators, Lishaperot, or to make the animal look nice, Lahadikba, it's a martufin, or to hold the sacks on to it, Litzlosim, it's a behemar, to hang on the neck of an animal, Ptar. Hada, right, so you see that any type of takshit for an animal is not going to be Makabal Tum. This is only though, says the Gemara, if it's flat and there's no pockets. And if something has a fold and therefore it can put something in, it has a base kibol, then it's enough dumya to sock in the pasuk, and therefore it's going to be makabel tuma even if it's made for an animal. Good. What are the other malachas? Akocheles. A woman colors her eye. Chayevus mishem koseves. It's writing. Interesting. Koseves, we discussed a stipler a couple of weeks ago that's machalik between koseves and soveya. Soveya is when you are doing something to the background to improve it. Koseves, you're just using the background to write on, but the ikar is the writing. So here, unclear, the woman is coloring her eye. Isn't that, sounds like more of a soveya kind of thing. Okay. In any case, ha pokeses chayeves mishem tzovas. But pokeses, where she puts this type of dough and then takes it off and her face is red, chayeves mishem tzovas. Yisla bar uryan amar, ma pligin bishalot talash, kenegan anekev. Getting back to the atzitznakov discussion in our Mishnah, what is the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? Where you picked it up, you picked something out of the pot, not right directly opposite the hole. Avalam talash, kenegan anekev, Rabbi Shimon moda. If you picked it up right where the nekev was, right, whether the nekev's on the bottom or nekev's on the side, but you were tolesh right near the hole, then even Rav Shimon would be moda that you're chayef. Period. Rabbi Yirmiyaboy, haya kula ba'aretz v'nekev b'chutz la'aretz. What if you have a flower pot in Eretz Yisrael on the border and its side faces chutz la'aretz and there's a hole in the side? Right, atzitz nakev doesn't have to have the hole in the bottom. You can even have the hole in the side. So what happens if the hole opens up to chutz la'aretz? And the bottom, so do you go by where the atzitz nakuv is? It's in Eretz Yisrael, chayavet shuvas ha'maisris. Or do you say you go by where the airspace is to, and it gets nourishment from, and that's chutz la'aretz? So that question is unanswered. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked that question, but the Gemara notes, ashkechis omar matasrich le'le Rabbi Yirmiyah, you find what Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure about, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, do you go by the hole or not? He wasn't sure about pshita li'yislav ben Uryan. But it must be that Yislav ben Uryan was clear about it. He was the one that just said in the previous line that if you take something directly from the line of the hole, you're going to be, even Rav Shimon is going to be chayef. So it must be, he would say the hole is the most chashim, and therefore in this case, you would go, you would call the chutzlaritz, call the chutzlaritz. So what Rabbi Yirmiyah had a suffix about, Ula, Yisla Ba'uri, Ben Urien, did not have any doubts about. Period. Elaine, so the next line, we have to put in a brisa. The Karban Eda says it's a brisa that should be here, and that is Tosefta in Kilayim. The Tosefta says that according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah says, Atzitz is always considered talush, whether it's nakov or there is eno nakov. Rabbi Shimon says, only one context do I make a chilek between the two, and that is Hechsher's rhyme. Even though I always call it talush, but for Hechsher's rhyme, if it's nakov, I'll consider it ground. We know that foodstuffs are only able to be makabel tuma once they get wet, after they are detached, after they're detached from the ground. So Rabbi Shimon says, by an atzitz nakov, it's called attached, even though for every other halacha, it's called detached. So Elain Inun, these are the ones that Rabbi Shimon, this is the only chiluk Rabbi Shimon has. But Vaha Islein Lecha Charnion. But according to the Rabbanan, I'm reading it like the Pnei Moshe, as Pshad, but the Rabbanan have other chilukim between nakov and nakov. For example, our Mishnah, as we'll see, but there are three, two of them we've mentioned already. Atis nakov, makadish bekerem, veshi no nakov, makadish bekerem. And atis nakov, if I carry a flower pot with a hole in the bottom of it in a vineyard, so then that is going to aser, right? If it's a tvua or yirakos. Veshi no nakov, no makadish bekerem. Number one, chilek. Atis nakov, no makshur, says ram, veshi no nakov, makshur, says ram. That chilek Reb Shimon agrees to. But that's number two. And number three, atolish, our Mishnah. Hatolish beas nakov chayev, veshi no nakov. So there are three chilukim according to the Rabbanan, one chiluk according to Rabbi Shimon. Ask the Gemara, so why does Rabbi Shimon make a difference? If Rabbi Shimon always holds that an atzitz is always talush, so why all of a sudden by Hechsher does he say it's considered mechubar? Rabbi Yossi Amar Lestam, Rabbi Yossi said it's anonymously, Rabbi Hananiah Mati Bam Mishem, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, HaTorah Rebase B'Tara Zraim, because the Torah has extra limudim to be Metaher Zraim. My taima, v'chiyipol min nevlasam, kol zera zeiru ashe yizareya, that whole lashon in Parsha Shmini, a lot of extra lashonos of zera. So we include even something that is normally considered talush, it's called mechubar, and it's called tahar. And it's not makabal tumah if it got wet when it was an atzitz nakov, according to Rabbi Shimon. Hadra lo perecha matzniya. Next time, Ezer Shem, we start back with Hazorei.